the code, and then of course the theory test was even harder. But I think they cut it down to I guess I'm not positive either. I mean, maybe three licenses here in the U.S., but I know there's no code requirement. That went away, I think, a long time. I think that's been gone for at least 10 years. John, I spend a lot of time on CW, John. I spend probably more time on the code than I do on sideband. But I go back and forth to kind of get a change of pace, over.
Yeah, QSL, Skip. Well, I've not been to CW for about maybe 30 or 40 odd years, I guess now 30 years, but you know what? I went on the air here about a month and a half ago, and by God, it's just like riding a dog on a bicycle within about 5 minutes, of course, I'm about to sneeze here. Oh my goodness. Oh, yikes. After about 5 minutes, it was just like riding a dog on a bicycle. The code came back. I'm gonna pass it back, Skip. I got this big sneeze here stored up. Over.
Yeah, I know how that goes. VE7MTW from the KP9T. Yeah, that's got call sign VE5BS. Boy, that's a great call sign. You might tell me after your sneeze if that fits you. Did you request that call sign, or was that just a fluke? Because that's pretty nice getting a call sign like that. Back when I got my S3 here, that was back in 1983, and I didn't put in for any license. I think I'm not even sure you could put in for. I'm not even sure you could request call signs back then. But I got really lucky with this call sign, especially because I like CW and it's a nice short call. But how did you get that VE5? Was that just a fluke?
Well, Skip, I think the examiner who gave me my test was probably if you had to drive down from Regina to my little small town there two times in 1 month and stuff and give me the test 175 miles each way, he felt maybe that I had earned it, and he probably put in a good word for me to give this little 13-year-old kid a VE5DX call sign just to piss off all the older amateurs, QSL.
Now, when you moved to VE7, did you accept your VE5 DX call?
No, not at the time there, Skip. We had to change. We moved to the provinces. VE5 is Saskatchewan, VE6 is Alberta, VE7 BC, 4 is Manitoba, 3 is Ontario, 2 is Quebec, and then it's VE1, VE0, and then Viking Yankee 1 up north, and all those various things. But yeah, we had to change them. You don't have to change them now. There's guys who are still doing it, but they do encourage you to change. And I think the examiner, of course, back then was not a civilian examiner. He was an inspector with what they call Transport Canada, the Department of Communications there with the government. There was no designated inspector, so he was paid by the government to be a radio transport inspector of some kind. One of his jobs was to give ham radio licenses. Over.
Well, okay, very interesting. Yeah, wow. With my shop teacher, he was able to give me the novice license, but all the rest of my licenses, at the time I was living in Illinois, so I had to go down to Chicago and take the test down there. But that's really interesting about the CEB, that's the VE5DX. Now in the U.S., of course, I was licensed in Illinois, so that's why I was in Maine. And I don't know what that changed, but here in the U.S., you can move wherever you want to keep your call sign.
Oh, yeah, QSL. Well, I have no idea where the call signs are coming from these days. I know I've been talking to Alpha Hotels and Alpha Hotel 6s and KL7s in Texas and Mesa. You always say that they might be up in Hawaii somewhere or up in Alaska, but I just sort of, I have given up trying to figure out where the call signs come from now there, Skip. Yeah, one more quick comment I was going to make, of course. I have no idea what that cost the government for that guy to drive down there twice and two rooms at the hotel there, two nights, and to give a little 13-year-old kid his doggone license. I think it paid $5 there back in the day for the license fee. And I'm sure that $5 did not cover all his time and his expenses, QSL.
Yeah, I guess not. You know, it's funny. I'm just kind of curious. In Canada, do they charge you for a license? Communications Commission here in the U.S. is talking about charging ham radio operators $50 for a license.
No, they dropped, back until about maybe 15 years ago, you had to pay a license there every year, like $15 kind of thing for your station license, but they dropped that now, and once you have the ticket, it stays with you forever, and your station license is you pay a one-time fee now when you first get your ham license, and that's it, basically, QSL.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, I'll tell you, I think a long time ago you did have to pay a small fee for ham radio license. I think you had to pay a fee if you wanted, if you picked a call sign, a vanity call sign, you had to pay a fee. If you just took whatever they gave you, you didn't have to pay a fee. But yeah, the FCC is talking about a $50 fee for a ham radio license. I'm assuming it's, our licenses last here for 10 years. 10 years and then you have to renew them. You can renew them real easily online. Only takes a few minutes. But I think that $50 thing is
going to
happen here, John, over.
Yeah, QSL said, well, once you have the license, it's good for life here, so there's no 10-year thing going on. Just for ID, KT9 Tango, Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango Whiskey. When I applied for this call sign, Skip, I happened to pick the initials of my oldest son, Matthew Tyler Wood, which is MTW. But then a gentleman down in San Diego came back with a blessed thing. He said, well, oh yeah, VE7, MTW, said, Victor Echo 7, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that has stuck now. Most of the guys now know me as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the DX contacts, especially in Japan and over in Europe, always say, oh yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, cool, over. Yes, well, I actually talked to a station the other day, an Italy Zulu station from Italy there, from Rome, and he was also Italy Zero. I think it was like a 4 or a 5 or a 3 somewhere. But he called me because I was he was MTW as well, so he got a big chuckle out of the thing when I called him back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So now he's going around with an Italian call sign saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Drops the Italian for about 3 letters, QSL.
Oh, that's interesting. You actually got a guy at the same show.
Oh yeah, QSL, about 7 years ago, there was a gentleman down in New Zealand, I just forget his number there, but he had a Z02 or Z03, he had his call sign changed, and got it changed to MTW. I did talk to him once, he came back and said, yep, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I paid the fee, I had my call sign changed over. Oh my goodness, don't say that, that's a terrible thing, I know, yeah. My goodness, well, they don't tell you all this stuff when you're young about getting old and stuff. You get stiffer and your fingers get sore and your back gets sore and your legs get sore and, it takes all my time now to blow the front off a Kool-Aid, that's all.
Yeah,
No kidding. I don't climb on leaves anymore. I don't climb on trees. There's always some young lads who do that. We're very, very lucky here, Skip. We do have the big tall organic towers here called fir trees. We are on about 5 acres, and I've got quite a few fir trees here, probably known as a small Christmas tree. My Christmas tree is about 135 feet tall, though, Skip, and make wonderful organic towers for wire antennas. I'm going to have to blast off. I'm sorry to bail on you, but the XYO just came home. I'm going to go say hi to her. And, 73, it's been my pleasure. I've thoroughly enjoyed this, Skip. Cheers and beers from Vancouver. We should do this again. KT9 Tango, direct us up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Cheers, Skip.
Yeah.
Yeah, one quick comment there, Skip, before you go. I'm a very, very big fan of wire antennas, of course, open wire feed line. If you have any friends who want to build themselves an open wire feed line, I used to do it for a business back in the day. I got it down to a very, very simple system. No gluing, no screwing of any kind. You can probably build 100 feet of open wire feed line in less than half an hour. And it's so simple with readily available products. If anybody around your crew is like you're curious there, show them my website there. I put a little tutorial on there. Very easy to do, and I'm just a big fan. I'm just a proponent for open wire feed line. 73 Skip, bye bye. 73 QRT. And blow my nose. Ciao, ciao.
Found its way down here, partially mostly from people traveling, and so we're moving pretty good. I mean, I think we're relatively stable, but we're stable at a relatively high rate for us. So a couple hundred cases in the county, they come down here during the summer on the weekends and try to here, and she's just been living down here now for a couple months, just because she feels safer down here. So anyway, yeah, I have to do with that too, that's for sure. And I guess the RV, if you go to an RV camp and you don't have to associate with others and, you know, use common facilities and stuff, but I guess that's not really similar to going out on a boat. But anyway, I just didn't see that it's all booked up. Anyway, I say hi, and I forgot to tell you that, but hi for Barb, good to meet you, and hope you have a good weekend, and have an enjoyable conference at 2 a.m. I hope it's interesting to keep you awake. 73 Stan, talk to you next week. NJ6E is K6XH.
Okay, 73, get ahead of
that. Yeah, I'll do my best to take a nap beforehand.
K6XH, this is NJ6E, 73.
73.
QRZ, W6, Yankee, America.
JH1XY, Victoria, Echo.
Echo.
And this is Mixima. So thank you.
Thank you very much, 73. Have a good lot.
Bye, arigato.
Victor Mike,
Victor Yankee there.
Kilo, Kilo, 6 pop. Kilo, Kilo, 6 Papa. 5-9, good luck.
Kilo Hotel 6, Victor, Mexico. Take charge. Kilo Hotel 6, Victor, Mexico. Roger, roger, bye-bye.
Okay, please copy me your call. Julie, Julie, 5, you're in the tango, Shanty, are you? Okay, Julie, Julie, 5, you're in the tango, Shanty. Okay, Roger, Julie, Julie, 5, Eco, tango, Shanty, are you? Okay, you 5-5,
55,
your signal, thank you, 73, Kilo there. Juliet Echo
37,
Echo Alpha. Juliet Echo 1, Charlie Kilo Alpha. Juliet Echo
1, Charlie Kilo America, 5-9, thank you. Thank you, you sound my first, you are very nice to us. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Kilo there.
KE7, FHR. Echo
37, Kilo. Double Delta, Kilo.
Good afternoon. You
Yourself, 5-9, your attention, sounding good, catch you in the cockpit.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Here's the Charlie, SA7, show us your work.
KE7, SHI.
Land at the Delta Echo. Here's Charlie, SA7, Sugar, Sugar.
KE7, SHI,
Sierra, Japan, November.
2-0-2. 2-0-2.
Juliet Hotel 1, Sierra Juliet November.
Juliet Hotel 1, Juliet November
59, thank you. KSA 59, thank you.
Juliet Lima, Juliet 2, Delta. Juliet Bravo, Florida, you call. Juliet Bravo, Florida. Okay, new call, PC, on the Charlie, 57, Sugar, Sugar. Juliet Hotel number 2, may you call, please?
Juliet Hotel 2, Papa Echo.
Capone Hotel 2, Hotel Papa Echo?
Juliet Hotel 2, Juliet Hotel Echo.
Okay, Juliet Hotel number 3, Hotel Papa Echo?
Juliet Hotel 2, 1-2, 1-2. Juliet Hotel 2, Papa Echo, over.
Okay, Juliet Hotel 2, Juliet Hotel Papa Echo?
Juliet Hotel 2,
okay, you have a nice evening, thank you.
Okay, please, one moment. Okay, please, one moment. Okay, please, one moment.
Juliet America 4, Germany 8-5. Germany 8-5, Sugar, PC-9.
Thank you very much, you're also very nice.
Okay, please, tell me, what do you know what you want? Do you want to say now, man? Okay, for the America, you are 100%, thank you, KOZ.
Kilo Golf 6 at Bravo Oscar uniform.
Kilo Z, this is Canada X-Prime 7, Sugar
Kilo Golf 6 at Bravo Oscar uniform. Kilo Golf 6 Bravo Oscar uniform.
Oscar uniform, you call?
Kilo Germany 6 Bravo Oscar uniform.
Oscar United, you call?
Kilo Golf 6 Bravo Oscar United.
Kilo 6 Bravo Oscar United, 5-9.
5-9 in California.
Okay, yes, sir. You go ahead.
Kilo Germany 6, Kilo Golf 6.
Okay, yes, sir. Kilo Bravo 6, okay, 100%.
Roger, roger, that's Kilo Golf 6, Kilo Germany 6. Roger, roger, roger. Roger, you are 5-9, California.
Sugar, sugar.
Hola.
Hola, buenas noches.
Buenas noches, soy Roberto,
Pico 6, Pico
Mike en California.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, bárbaro, te estamos en unos minutos.
Espectacular.
Bárbaro. Está siempre ahí firme.
Espectacular. Bueno, vamos a ver si pasa la noche de hoy. A ver cómo se comporta la propagación. La verdad que hace un rato me llamó la atención estar escuchando José Mima y Bravo Germany. Y bueno, Japón sigue hablando, pero unas condiciones para el Pacífico, ojalá tengamos suerte, ¿no?
Sí, estamos muy abierta la 15. Hoy había Pacífico aquí, todo Sudamérica y Finlandia.
Claro. Nosotros acá, esto es muy normal, ¿sabes? Europa, por ejemplo, 15 metros, desde la mañana y la tarde, no hay problema ninguno. El tema es ahora poder sacar ahí por lo menos unos 100 contactos, 200 contactos. A ver si podemos tener suerte. Con eso ya estamos en el horno, como decimos nosotros.
Bárbaro, ¿dónde están localizados ustedes?
Yo
soy uruguayo de Montevideo, hace 30 años estoy en Estados Unidos.
Mira. ¿En dónde estás?
En Montevideo. En Punta Carretas.
Hace 30 años
viví en Texas primero, después en Arizona y ahora en California hace 10 años.
Entonces, hace 30 años estabas en Punta Carretas. Posiblemente, bueno, tenga que haber visto tu antena de algún edificio,
¿no?
Good luck, 73.
Got a 6 Hotel Lima Papa CQDX. November Bravo, U59. November 9, Bravo, 59 in Cuba. Okay, thank you, 59, my call is Charlie Oscar 6 Hotel Lima.
Shuki Tango, 5x9, 11, okay? Good luck, thank you, QZ, Papa United 5, what is the Japan radio?
Kilo 5 Tango radio.
67 again?
Kilo 5 Tango radio.
67, Juliet Alpha Quebec, your call? Yankee Alpha Quebec, 5.